It's actually a crucero, a stone cross, and not an isolated cross, because in the end the crucero is made up of several elements, the cross being the highest part, which is the crowning itself. But in this case it doesn't even have a cross. The cross shaft is broken, and thus the real meaning is lost. However, it really is true that its characteristic location and the setting ultimately make it different from others in the town. Tourism in Abertura. Smart tourist signs in audio format. The cross on the track. A special mention should be made of a stone cross known by the locals as the Cruz de Cordel, the cross on the track. Its name comes from the fact that it's located on a cattle track. This path has been used for transhumance since the time of King Alfonso X the Wise, connecting the pastures in the north with the greenhouses of the south, and which in the past served as a passage for the nomadic animals of livestock farmers, who made this profession their reason for understanding livestock use. It's during the 6th and 7th centuries that we find the first written reference to the existence of livestock trails, and this is in the Fuero Juzgo, which included this transit of livestock along its paths and their rights to grazing in its provisions. And this is when transhumance became a crucial element of great economic and social importance, although it is true that over time it would decline and was finally dissolved from the Mesta, a livestock farmers' organization, in 1836. Another characteristic element of this spot is an old building called Casa de la Tia Ramona, an old inn that still has stone masonry on its facade today, which evokes a more active past, precisely in relation to those columns of transhuman livestock that used to pass through this place. In fact, on the left jamb of the main doorway there's stonework with signs attributed to the neighbouring and now non-existent hermitage of the martyrs, which highlights the importance that this place had in previous centuries. It is true that we must understand that what the paths were looking for in the end was passage by the hermitages and temples, in an attempt to get closer to divinity, and this is another case of that. In addition, on one side of the road, there is still a large stone, driven in vertically, with an inscription on it that reminds us that it's forbidden for anyone who is not authorized to pass through this place. And as if all this were not enough, and returning again to the stone cross that presides over this place, if we look closely, we can see that its plinth is graced with multiple crosses engraved in its stone, and which occupy all the faces of this base. They are crosses of the tumular, or burial mound kind, representing the place where a sudden death took place, by suicide, murder, or mourning. But also apotropaic or protective crosses, those engraved to give religious protection to the place. As this is a place on the outskirts, although frequented daily by transhuman livestock, it's not surprising that painful events took place here, and that it is where humans would seek to reinforce the sacred, religious and protective character that the symbol of the cross would confer. As we can see, a stone cross with different options from living history, an inn in the middle of a cattle track, a legal warning sign, and a hermitage that no longer exists, make up this space that must have been so important for this town in its time. Undoubtedly a reference point for the people and animals walking by, as well as for the people from the town themselves, and something which should not be missed today. A QWERTY podcast production for Radio Viajera, financed within the framework of the Project for the Development of Smart Villages of the Government of Extremadura and the European Union, with the collaboration of Roots Around Extremadura and the support of Abertura Town Council.